News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister Simon Harris says the European Commission will publish an expanded list of potential EU tariffs should no trade deal be reached with the US. And economist Austin Hughes joins us now on all of this. Austin, in your view, it was quite interesting. I think the mood music changed yesterday over the course of the day. In the morning, sort of the EU was keeping its powder dry, didn't want to escalate or inflame the situation. By kind of late afternoon, they were talking about publishing a list of retaliatory tariffs. Was that the right thing to do in terms of an ongoing negotiation, do you believe?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to continue the negotiations, but also to have a list ready. Now, they've had a couple of lists ready since early April, but they haven't finalized what items from those lists will be used if we see some fallout in terms of an inability to get a trade deal. The problem for the EU here is that it can't really adopt a like-for-like approach to trade talks to that of Mr. Trump, because Mr. Trump can seemingly turn on a whim. Yesterday afternoon, he was talking how he's open to conversation with the EU. And if you think about what's been happening over the last few months, we've had tariffs that were 20%, 10%, 30%, 50%. You know, getting 27 countries and the Commission to agree to changes and to change, you know, on a dime, literally, you know, it is virtually impossible. So I think that while it's important to have a list and the EU lists, if some of your listeners have problems sleeping, go through them. There's a 21 pair. The 21 billion list is 99 pages long and begins looking at the parent and grandparent female chicks of fowls of the species Gallus domesticus, laying stock of a weight less than 185, and goes on to antiques of over 150.
It would help you sleep for sure.
Exactly. The EU is very much into the micro detail of this, whereas Mr. Trump on the other side is very much in generalizations and that. And
he also, as he points out, changes on a whim. I do have a list of putative things on the retaliatory EU tariffs that Politico has published this morning, including lots of things in the industrial goods region. Aircrafts are being targeted. One of the things that will disappoint Ireland is the list includes bourbon whiskey as part of the agricultural products. This is, of course, not good news for Ireland and our agricultural sector. We export a lot of I suppose, alcohol to the States.
It's not good for Ireland. It's not good for the EU. The EU has a trade surplus. Last year, it sold about 25 billion of food exports to the US, took in around 5 billion. You know, it's, in other words, it's probably exports near 3-4 times food and drinks to the US that it imports. So if it starts targeting US imports in this area, the US will just simply pick a bigger stick to retaliate.
And that's the question, Austin. Obviously, Donald Trump threatening tariffs, the EU now publishing a list of retaliatory tariffs. Should this all go ahead, how significant will the economic implications be for us here in the EU and specifically in Ireland?
Now, it's impossible to say because we don't know what a worst case scenario looks like. What we do know is that the 30% tariffs being mooted over the weekend are just marginally higher than the 25% tariffs that were modelled by the SRI and Department of Finance. And while there was a clear impact on the Irish economy, it was modest enough over the next couple of years. It's not really a game changer. I think in terms of ordinary businesses, the critical thing is the uncertainty that there's an impact on investment. And importantly, at a micro level, there are companies selling food and drink into the US that will simply be wiped out if you have that sort of element.
Okay.
So there's a difference between the macro and the micro. There's a difference between power. If you look at what Mr. Trump is doing to Canada and Mexico, it's very different to what he's doing to China, because China has a big stick of its own, and it's shown the US that it's willing and able to use it. I'm not sure that Europe is able to do that.
Yeah, and the uncertainty continues. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is economist there, Austin Hughes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.